this without, thus without adequate supply of oxygen. It is safe to say then that for the astronaut, he would literally suffocate and die within a matter of seconds. Oh, come on, hear somebody. And that's what it feels like living in sin. That is the reality of a believer or anybody living outside of the covering of the Holy Spirit. Come with me, come with me. I will submit to you that living in the sin-cursed world is like taking a spacewalk with absolutely no protective over covering from the spiritual environmental hazards of life. Say amen, somebody. It's like trying to breathe without a gas mask in a room laced, amen, with tear gas and tainted with carbon monoxide. Come on, somebody. It may not kill you instantaneously, but every breath that you take is bringing you closer to the chasm of death. Somebody say yes. Just to breathe without the health, amen, the breath of God flowing on the inside, Mother Kimball, is like a journey, is like taking a journey that will eventually end in sudden destruction. Oh my God. But I come to tell somebody that there is an air purifier, hallelujah to God, that can cause you to live next to a cesspool, hallelujah, and cause you to breathe free. Say amen, somebody. Survival in space is only possible if there is an inbuilt support mechanism that guards and protects you from the environmental pollutions, while simultaneously supplies you with enough oxygen to sustain and keep you alive. Say amen, somebody. Ah, God, I can withstand the imposing pressure and outlive the violent forces of the elements if there is a residing power deep within that enables me to triumph against all odds when I am confronted by a fierce force or a foe, hallelujah, that amen, that attacks my flesh. That flesh is not strong enough to repel, to subdue, or to conquer. Just the thought of knowing that there is an abiding presence, a sovereign presence living within. Well, oh my God, one that is far superior to the force of death and destruction is what gives me the grace to outlive what's designed to wipe me off of the face of the earth. Come on and say amen, somebody. It's not because I'm not exposed to what everybody else is exposed to, but I've got a repellent on the inside of me that fights off and blocks, hallelujah, every death trap that's trying to pull me down. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. While millions are dying without any hope of ever living, believers rejoice in knowing that with the Holy Ghost who abides within, we have no chance of ever dying. Say amen, somebody. Since he lives forever, he who lives forever is now living in me. It feels so good to finally breathe again. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. Oh God, I got to show you what I'm saying. I got to show you what I'm telling you. About 26 years ago, brothers and sisters, I owned and operated a small, hallelujah to God, a small cleaning service, relatively new to the business. One morning I had to strip and wax, amen, the floors of a restaurant that was in deplorable condition. Now, smart me, I got this brilliant idea that if I wanted optimum results, I needed to mix certain detergent, come on somebody, along with bleach and ammonia. And can I tell you that that was a rude awakening for me? Bleach by itself is terrible. Ammonia mixed together will kill you. I didn't know that. And then ignorance will make you walk into a trap. Oh, but thank God for grace. No sooner I combined all of these dangerous chemicals together and pour it in a bucket, suddenly the atmosphere began to change. My eyes started burning. My skin started itching. My glands to both sides of my neck started constricting. My head was hurting. My chest started tightening. And within seconds, I could hardly breathe. Come on, somebody. With the doors and windows completely shut and no form of ventilation, I started choking, hallelujah, and coughing profusely. And then came the nauseating feeling of wanting to pass out. Suddenly it occurred to me that I got to get out of here. I rushed to the doors, swung them wide open, and began to inhale and exhale. I began to fill my lungs with clean air as I reject, hallelujah, the stench of ammonia that had already gotten inside of me. Oh God, I remember what it felt like as that fresh whiff of air began to fill my lungs. It was as if a burst of new life and energy began to flow through my entire body. It was as if that fresh air began to fumigate and detoxify my body. And finally, I was able to breathe again. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. 1 minute I felt like dying. The next minute I felt rejuvenated. I was bursting with new life. Oh, what a difference a breath of fresh air can make in your life. Somebody say yes. Oh, what a difference. There are times when you find yourself, hallelujah, caught in a trap of confrontation, fighting against the elements. Before you kill somebody and take your own life, you ought to just open the door and get a fresh breath of air. Somebody say yes. Gilzina, I feel it now. Similarly, I want to inform somebody that without the health, the breath of God flowing in you, mortality cannot survive in this earthly realm. I feel impressed to tell somebody this morning that if the pressures of life are taking a grip on you, if it feels like hell has placed a deadly chokehold around your life, if circumstances got you gasping, hallelujah, for air, if it feels like you are suffocating to death, I'm here to tell somebody that the Holy Ghost is like a breath of fresh air that allows you to breathe again. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. Tell the devil, get back to hell so I can breathe again. I can hear somebody saying, Michelle, I'm out of breath. It feels like life is slipping away. It feels like you're passing out. But before you walk out, before you bow out, before you fall out, before you check out, I've been authorized to let you know that you can breathe. You can breathe again. Weary of life, sick of struggling with haunting feelings of dying, what you need is a fresh pulsating wind of the Holy Spirit moving within your innermost being. Slap somebody and tell them, breathe. You can breathe again. Holy Ghost, breathe on me. Lord, have mercy. I wonder, is that your testimony today? Just lift your hands and shout, Holy Ghost, I need you to breathe. Breathe on me. This was the exact sentiment of C.C. Winans when she wrote, Holy Spirit, come and fill this place. Bring us healing with warm embrace. Show your power. Let your presence known. Holy Spirit, come and fill this place. Breath of God, we need a touch from you. Shine down on us with your light of truth. Stir our hearts and set our spirits free. Somebody say, Holy Spirit, fill this place. Say yes. Say yes. Tell hell, get up out of my way. Hallelujah. Because the Holy Spirit is moving in. I come to serve an eviction notice. I come to tell stress and trouble and the pressures of life, get out of here. Because a new permanent resident is moving in. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. My lung is crying out. My spirit is crying out for the freshness of God, for the breath of God. You gotta live. You gotta live to depend on a power that's greater than your power. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. There is a power that's stronger than oxygen. There is a power that's stronger than penicillin. There is a power that's stronger than medication. There is a power that's stronger than a gas mask. His name is the Holy Ghost. He's the breath of life. Somebody, if you're breathing, struggling, trying to keep living, then you gotta lean on the Holy Ghost. He is your respirator. Serious. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. When it get toxic, like they fooled Jeremiah in America, expected him to die. Oh my God. But he was shielded by the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, Holy Ghost, breathe on me. Throw your neck back and just breathe. Breathe. Yeah, God. Be seated. Be seated. I'm trying to preach fast. And I'm doing a pretty good job at it. I'm trying to preach fast. You got to be able to see the relevance. What are you talking about? You got to be able to see the relevance in all of this and to connect the dots, because the Holy Ghost comes into our lives and he finds us, Lady Myrna. He finds us deeply mired in a toxic, hazardous cesspool infested with death and decay. He sees us struggling, thank you, and suffocating in a destitute state of sin and death. Come to me, somebody. Some of us were literally gasping, amen, to reconnect to the source of life. Like the prodigal son, we had ingested the slime from the world and got sick and tired. Hallelujah, somebody. Come with me, baby girl. And so the Lord comes, the Holy Ghost, he comes to you in that state, in that asthmatic state, and he reconnects you to the source of life. And in that moment, Michelle, he calls you out from the miry, amen, morass, the mucky, grimy quagmire of sin, and then reconnects you to Jesus, the author, hallelujah, of salvation. Is anybody going to come hear what the Holy Ghost got to say? Undoubtedly, undoubtedly, John 14, 16 makes it abundantly clear that Jesus is the truth and he is the light. But in order for you, that's what the Holy Spirit gave me, in order for you to receive life, the life Christ gives, it is the Holy Spirit who convicts you of sin and then injects the life of Christ in you. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing, but come with me, Williams, because Job 3, 13 and 4, Job on his sick bed, sickened by the stench of his sores, Job opened up his mouth and said, I got reason, hallelujah, to cry, but I will not be afraid. Why? He says, it is the Spirit of God has made me alive, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life. Say amen, somebody. It's not your money that gives you life, it's the Spirit of Christ. Can I preach, somebody? Lord, have mercy. Here it is now, hallelujah, that the gospel according to St. John chapter 6 and verse 63 emphatically states that it is the Spirit that quickens. What are you talking about? It is the Spirit, hallelujah, who gives life, hallelujah, to the soul and makes it come alive. Say amen, somebody. That's why 1 minute you're down in the dumps, feel like you're going to die, but then a puff of the Spirit of God enters your ear gauge, saturates your lungs, and you feel like the bionic man, that you can run faster, that you're stronger, you can run through troops and leap over walls. Talk to me, survivors. Talk to me, those that have been through something so strong and so long, you were sure you were going to die, but look at you now, like Popeye with a spinach, pumping another power the devil cannot stop. I feel like preaching in 1 Corinthians 12:3. The Apostle Paul reminds us of this reality, and he puts it this way. He said, no one can say, I'll read, that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Somebody say yes. The Holy Spirit is distinguished and identified exclusively in the scripture as the breath of God. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. Touch your neighbor and tell him I'm on life support. I've been on life support for a long time, since I was 12 years old, and I'm not asthmatic, and I'm not dying. I'm just breathing another breath of air. Come on, somebody, bring me those things. Come on, somebody. Lord, have mercy. Can I preach if I feel it? Can I preach if I feel it? Somebody say new life. Somebody say new life. In this life, you will die, but I got new life in the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody say yes. I read somewhere that there are those that are popping pills, doing Botox, trying to press the margin and to live a little bit longer. But I tell you what the fountain of youth is knowing Jesus and having the Holy Ghost in your life. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. Salt is in my life. Squeeze somebody and tell them he's in my life. at somebody and tell them, are you wondering what I'm sniffing? Oh, God, 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 God. I promise you it ain't cocaine, baby. Hallelujah to God. I'm just real high on the Holy Ghost. Lord, have mercy. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. Put him right here. Put him right here. I need him in a second. Lord, have mercy. Help me, Lord Jesus. Are you with me here, somebody? Are you with me, somebody? You've got to understand that he is the bread of life for all of you. Hallelujah. Scholars, Bible scholars, stop looking at that thing and look at me. Oh, there'll be time for that. But for all of you, Bible scholars, who don't know that the breath of God is the Holy Spirit, I want you to know this, that since Jesus is the life, and since there can be no life without breath, this then implies that the Holy Spirit is the producer and generator of life itself. Come on and say yes. Come on and say yes. This is the reason why when Mary asked, how shall this thing be, since I do not know a man? No man has ever lift my skirt. I've lived a clean life. How's it possible? But the Holy Ghost in divine wisdom declare in her ear, the angel says that the Holy Ghost shall come upon you. Did you hear me? Come upon you. The Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Shout amen, somebody. So the Holy Ghost is the one. Come on and say amen, somebody. The Holy Ghost shall come upon you. God, I want to hear you say, come upon you. And the Most High will overshadow you, so that the one, the Holy One that is born will be called the Son of God. Come on, somebody. Holy Ghost is going to cover you. And when he covers you, something deep is going to happen. It was the Holy Ghost who penetrated and saturated Mary's womb with the substance of life. Say amen, somebody. 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 Adam's children came through sexual intercourse, but the second Adam, Jesus Christ, his sons and daughters, they come from the Spirit. Say amen, somebody. Say amen, somebody. Touch your neighbor. That's why the Bible says you must be born. Shout again. The first time you came through the womb, you will die. Born again. The second time through the Spirit, life eternal. Shout hallelujah. Tell somebody, I'm from another world. Shout somebody, I'm from another world. Preach Holy Ghost, preach. Preach Holy Ghost, preach. I feel you here. Lord, have mercy. The barren, unfruitful, empty, infertile womb. It was until the Holy Spirit inseminated and fertilized it with the breath of life. Like an agricultural gardener, he moved upon the fruitless plantation of Mary's womb, and immediately, shout immediately, immediately, hallelujah, new life sprung forth. I said he moved upon the womb of Mary. She didn't have to wait 7 more days, hallelujah, for a pregnancy test. Immediately, the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, breath, Jesus. Come on and say yes. Honey, what you need to speed things up is a moving of the Holy Ghost. Somebody ought to cry out, Holy Ghost, move upon me. Ghost, Holy Ghost, you're in a place where you're trapped. Things are not working out like you want them to. You gotta rise in the morning and tell him, Holy Ghost, move upon me. Holy Ghost, breathe upon me. I can't make it without you. Somebody cry, Holy Ghost. Somebody cry, Holy Ghost. Somebody cry, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, move. Somebody say, move. There's gonna be a movement when the Holy Ghost moves in. Shall move. Shall move. Shall move. Slap three people and tell them, I need a move. I need a powerful move. I gotta go big. I need the Holy Ghost to take this journey with me. Holy Ghost, folk are standing in my way. I got too much stumbling block. Holy Ghost, tell somebody move. Come on, say yeah. Slap three people. Tell them I'm about to blow up. But some of you ain't even been slapped nobody yet. Never mind three. I said slap somebody and tell them Holy Ghost move. I'm round three. I come to tell somebody that when the Holy Ghost moves upon you, it doesn't take long before something starts happening. Talk to me, somebody. Thus to be penetrated, to be permeated, saturated and influenced by the Holy Ghost is to be infused with life and power. What am I saying here? Any man that is injected, impregnated and fertilized by the Holy Ghost is bursting with new life, flowing on the inside. Come on and say yes. The Spirit of God is in you, is living. If he's living and breathing, pulsating force, hallelujah, on the inside. He is pushing you beyond the marginal parameters of human limitation. He is the very life of God moving in you, so that even when I feel like slowing down, letting go, the life of the Spirit keeps pushing me beyond marks of demarcation and limitation. Push me, Holy Ghost. Somebody say, push me, Holy Ghost. Push me, Holy Ghost. No matter how low conditions become, no matter how low and discouraging, suicide is never an option for the believer if the breath of God is flowing in you. Somebody say yes. If you call yourself a believer, living like a Lucifer and his fallen angels, and then turn around talking about you filled with the Holy Ghost, I would have to agree with you on being full of something, but certainly not the breath of God or the blessed Holy Ghost. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. Something is up in there, but it's not the Holy Ghost. Say amen, somebody. When he lives within, he'll drive you to flee sin and make your body a holy sanctuary of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit is like a breath of fresh air. He allows you to live above moral decay. Somebody touch your neighbor and tell him, I can finally breathe again. Come on, let's go higher. When the Bible mentions the word Spirit, it is the word Ruach in the Hebrew, and in the Greek it is Pneuma. Sit for a moment, which is the transliteration of that is God's active force, or to say the Holy Spirit. When we talk about the Holy Spirit, we are referring to the breath of life, the breath of God. This is why in Scripture, breath and spirit are used simultaneously, or should I say interchangeably, in reference to the Greek word pneuma. It is spirit, it is breath, it is wind. Come on and say amen. Come on, somebody. It is the breath that gives you life, but it is also the wind, Carmen, the wind that pushes you, hallelujah, through life. Somebody said, there's a wind beneath my wings. Honey, it's not my hero, it's the Holy Ghost. You ask me how I'm making it through hard times, snake bites, and the bulls of Bashan, and the lions roaring, trying to conquer. It's the wind of the Holy Spirit. Come on and shout hallelujah. And of course, when you talk about pneuma, where we get the English words from, pneumatic. Pneumatic means inflated. Hallelujah to God. Full of air. Or where we get the medical term from, pneumonia. Come on and talk to me, somebody. Can I push it a little further here? As well as, it means breath. Amen. The pneumonia, that means breathless. Whether plants, trees, birds, animals, or humans. The perpetuity of every living thing, created thing, is predicated or dependent upon the air we breathe. Come, somebody. Everybody knows that breath is an essential component of life. To breathe is to live. And if you are not breathing, you're either dead or dying. Come on, somebody. I said, come on, somebody. Not everything that's not breathing, hallelujah, is dead. Sometimes it just needs, like a dead battery, a jump start. Come on and say amen. Tell somebody don't write me off, because I'm not dead yet. I may not be moving, but there's signs, hallelujah to God, on the inside that says I'm still alive. When they feel the vital signs, talk to me, nurse. Even though they might be in a comatose state, they don't pull the plug because there's still a little life. Somebody touch your neighbor and tell him I'm not dead yet. I feel the breath of God on the inside of me. Say amen, somebody. Say amen, somebody. At birth, we take our first breath, and with our last breath, life is withdrawn from the body. The Holy Ghost then is, he's the breath of God, and like the air we breathe, we are often oblivious.